say, I think we're on record as saying that no industry in history has received a better ride than the broadcast industry in Australia. The recent pronouncements by the minister do not give us any warm feeling that that's going to change anytime soon. Why the government feels that it's got to protect the interests of U.S. private equity companies and a Canadian broadcaster is beyond me. The fact of the matter is that the stated policy objectives of the government to bring about digital migration, quality, high definition, et cetera, have been driven by the capital resources of All Star and Foxtel. And the government continues to ignore that fact and reward a free air industry that is in decline and reducing its investments in technology and local content. An industry that has been sold lock, stock, and barrel to foreign investors. And I don't understand the policy position of the current government. Thanks for asking.
I'd just add to it. I'm not sure.